go ahead and tell your sad story.
Yeah, David, let's, like, we talked like, about how...
We started with a sad story.
Yeah, how I got my car. So we want to hear about how you got yours.
Well, I had this really nice 1980 Camaro. Built it up from the ground up. New motor, new everything, basically. Not even 2 years later, damn thing blows up and it has 5 miles on it.
Because
of my dad's building skills.
Thank you.
Because your dad was drunk.
What exactly? What failed in it? What happened?
Alcohol and a lot of cussing.
The block cracked.
Block cracked? So, I mean, was there like fluid in the head stud holes?
Yeah, Budweiser.
holes. Well, I took the heads off to take them up there thinking it was, you know, valve seals or something like that. They all came back fine.
This car legitimately ran on alcohol. Like, I mean,
it was an alcohol motor, yeah, but it wasn't supposed to.
Well, to begin with, we put the 800 carburetor on there, which obviously was way too damn much.
So you had the Camaro and everything.
It basically, the block cracked on me, and it just the white smoke every damn fucking where. It looked like a damn fire going through the damn smoke going through Lafayette.
Yeah.
So I ended up selling that car for $2,000. Mm-hmm. And I found the Roush Mustang. Of course, sadly, it has a V6 in there. So
a V6 Roush.
Mm-hmm.
It is legit.
It's authentic. I had it confirmed by Roush.
Because I remember arguing with Brandon for like an hour.
Yeah, but if you would have sit there and argue with him.
Yeah.
So,
I wouldn't believe Roush would have built
a V6.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you they build, to sit there arguing.
They build,
told you I'd do my shit.
They build 4 cylinders now.
Asshole.
But I ended up buying that, and it's just been kind of my next project so far.
After he bought the car, saying, I don't want this to be a project.
Well, yeah, right.
That's what it
is. He's like, I don't want this. I'm not buying this.
That's the way it always ends up first, and you're like, all right, I'm going to put some more parts in it.
And something, too, like a part of the story that you're missing is I knew you got rid of the Camaro, because you rode with us up to Wilder Same Highway.
Hill, yeah.
No, it was Wilder Highway, remember? Because you about killed him.
Yeah, we about died going up, duking it off the cliff.
Yeah.
I've had a bunch of those experiences.
Yeah.
I wanted to learn how to drive a 5-speed and wanted to, you know, learn how to drive that and just cruise, basically.
Yeah, he wanted to go on the trips with us, so he got it, and that's kind of where, I mean, it wasn't that sad of a story, but...
And about 500 stalls later, you learned.
Oh my god, yeah, I've got the videos at home. Dude, it was amazing. We were sitting in his driveway and I'm riding. I've got it recorded, I've got the GoPro, I'm recording it, and I just he stalls it 12 times. I stop recording because I'm like, I don't know if I have enough memory at this point to even record everything that's happening. So car comes down the road. You can Brandon, go ahead and finish this.
This fucker, he's sitting there, he can't drive it out his driveway. But this son of a bitch can put it in reverse and back it up like nothing. Yeah.
Doesn't even blink an eye.
Hey, he pulls it all the way back up fine. Goes to take off next. Damn.
God.
Oh yeah, he got.
He finally gets out of the driveway and we take off. So he goes to second gear and I guess he's like tapping the clutch while he's doing it because the car's jerking like it's hopping or whatever, and I'm like, we come up to a stop sign. I said, don't stop, run it and keep going. And that's what he did. We turn, and dude's almost in somebody's yard. And I'm like, oh my god, like I'm gonna die doing 15 miles an hour or something. Scared me to death.
You didn't die, did you?
Surprisingly not.
Oh, dude, it was. You always knew whenever he was out practicing because all you heard was, what?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Has it gotten any better?
Yeah, okay.
It's gotten better. Dude, like, there was one time we was at a stop sign. He could not get that son of a bitch to move an inch without stalling it.
Yeah.
And then finally, like, neighbors kept coming out because all they heard was, like, the fucking motor getting the 34,000 RPMs. Yeah, exactly. So I looked over and was like, David, do I need to bring this home here?
Yeah.
There was this other funny story, too, because my Camaro, when we had the 800 carburetor in there, it kept dying in front of this really hot woman's house. So it died right there. And then the one I got the Roush Mustang, it stalled right there and died right there. So I was like, god dang it.
Get out your sunglasses and say, baby, I'm back.
Yeah.
Round two.
All right, Brandon, you got to tell your story how you get your car. Because yours is a little more personal, I believe, kind of why you wanted that exact car.
Well, it first started off as me just wanting a stick shift.
I thought you were at a gay pride rally.
Yeah. Oh, it did. It did.
And you were like, because I know.
Right in the middle of the Ford dealership. Well, I was driving down the road, and I literally found the car on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. It had
like broke down. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I figured a Mustang would be broke down on the side of the road.
Yeah, Ford, man. Really. So, after I sprinkled some pixie dust over it, finally got it going.
Mm-hmm.
Dude let me drive it for a little bit. And I'm like, all right, I like it. I'll see about it. He had it marked for 7,500, and I got him to 7. But my sister's the first one out of me and her to get a Mustang, but I'm the first one to have a GT at my dad, you know, out of the family. My dad, he had a Fox Body 5.0, 5-speed battery T-top.
Yeah.
Only Mustang I've ever seen that had a T-top.
I've seen many on the track. I haven't seen one with T-tops.
That was the only Mustang I've ever seen.
Factory option. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to look it up now. Look.
I ain't got any battery or I would.
But,
so but that's why you wanted it.
Yeah, that's why I wanted it.
That, yeah.
And it was hell since.
Yeah. I mean, but I remember you called me and you were like, guess what? And I'm like, what, Brandon? Like, what? He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm sitting at home. He's like, cool, I got the car. So I remember we drove.
Yeah, I remember. I was like, hey, what are you doing right now? He goes, I'm just sitting here. Why? I was like, me too. I said, come outside. He went, what?
Yeah.
You here? Yeah.
That's how Brandon normally does stuff.
Well, you told me a story just the other day about that.
Yeah. And
did you know which one I'm referencing?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, we can get in that in a minute. And so I go outside, he hops in, and of course, it is raining outside a little bit.
And now, did you have the Corvette at this point? Or no, he was the first one.
I was the first one.
Yeah, I mean, I started.
And now he's the slowest.
He's the
asshole. Hey, second slowest.
Yeah, David.
Have y'all raced?
Yeah,
for now?
No.
Are y'all both going to be at the track tomorrow?
If my ass will let me.
I will.
Yeah.
But, and so he's like, ooh, traction control turned off. I'm like, nope, we're going to keep that on. We're keeping that on. He's running outside, running my thing. And yeah. So I remember we were driving to go. I think you were getting your insurance completed or something. Yeah. And I think you actually had the car a day. Like, I don't think you just bought it.
Yeah, I literally just bought that car. Okay. Came and got you. And then we got insurance on it.
Yeah. So we're driving across town in our hometown to go to the insurance place. And I think we raced like 2 or 3 people. I'm like, you don't have insurance on. And it's pouring down rain. I'm like, this isn't going to end up going over well. Like, it's just not, I figured. But we made it there safe. And like you said, ever since then, it's just been
hell.
Yes. Yeah. So
in a good way.
Now, I want the story. What kind of motor does it have in it?
5.4.
Did it come factory with that?
No, it came factory with 4.6. It's got a trike motor in it.
So it's got a 5.4 3-valve Triton.
Yeah.
Is it the same transmission that was in it, or did they put a different one in?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same transmission.
Yeah. Because I remember, about 2 months ago, you texted me one morning at like 3 a.m. for whatever reason.
I was awake, had nothing else to do.
Yeah. I think you were at work on break, but you were like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, as far as I know, nothing. And he goes, cool, you want to go to Georgia? And I think we had just gotten back from a trip. We just got back from a trip. That was actually late last year.
I wanted to go.
I think it was after the camping trip.
Wanted to go where they hosted Dick's Head.
Yeah, I remember that. But really, the reason we wanted to go to Georgia is to get this supercharger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Is it the one I found?
This one was a Roush, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a Roush.
Okay, I didn't want
it. Yeah. And
the one you found was the one I was going to buy.